Mimi nataka kuiroga ndio ikue testy. So of course yeye kianza ku make stupid remarks during finance bill. And trying not knowing when to speak.
Just shut up, man. And like
when you're speaking, like, you know, there are some things that are coming in. Just if read the mood.
Yes, yes. Read the don't mood. Go read the room, man.
Like, read the room.
Yes, just shut up, man. Ekonene. Episode 328, tukisema like, subscribe, hit the notification button, tell a friend, sindio?
Yeah,
nakona shindo kwa nini leo ni Tuesday na hakuna the weekend update part 2, ni koza raya isio ya kawaida. Mr. Rapture, I'll end up with a family emergency that he had to handle.
Yeah.
And with that in mind, atuwezi fanya part 2 bila yo raya. But talk patia part 2 later in the week, sindio? Utabaki umeipata. But yeah, so tukamua, lazima tupongejua vitu kadhaa zime happen. Bakini before that, waja tukuremind kuwa, saizi tumefika kwa kipindi cha Lala Salama. Leo usiku kuna Spain versus France.
Okay.
Alafu kesho kuna England versus Netherlands. So you guys, who's going through and who's not going through? Spain versus, let me say, these games are on Go TV. Alafu of course Go TV Plus ni 999 shillings only. Wazapata pia like the other packages of Go TV, kama Go TV Max, Go TV Super na Go TV Super Plus, na zote zinakamna na Go TV Stream for free ilonza baki umetumia kwa phone yako. So hii raya isiyo ya kawaida, wacha ituambie, Spain versus France, who's going through?
As much as France is my team.
Mm.
Mali mefika, you can now ndio nalala salama.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Cuz they've been struggling, like Mbappe has 0 goals, man. You know.
No, the France has 0 goals.
Yeah, okay.
Like yeah, cuz in
own goal na penalty, like
yeah.
Like what are we doing here? But
yeah.
Alafu England versus Netherlands.
Naona pia Lions wanaenda home.
Oh, the three Lions.
The three Lions.
Okay, okay. So, what I mean is different. I'm going to say France to qualify.
Okay.
Barely qualify. I love England. So, you talk about France versus England.
Mm.
And then I see England getting disappointed for a second time.
Mm.
Like 2 Euro finals and a lot of tears. Of course, mi watu wasisahau. Timu yangu imekuwa ni Uingereza. Nimekuwa nikisupport mkoloni.
No, timu yangu ni France, but...
Bukayo Saka. Uliona vile Bukayo Saka alisema ikonene?
Nilicheki.
Yeah. So vile tumesema, hizi games zote of course unizazipata kwa Go TV, sindio?
Yeah.
Euros 2024, Euros ziko Go TV. Alafu still, ukikuwa weni ule mse, ameamua jo ikonene. Muaf, Ian, washa predict. This is easy money, sindio?
Yeah.
The easiest way kutengeneza hiyo do yako, of course, ni kubaki umeingia kwa Linebet.
Mm-hmm.
Linebet kama kawa, ukibaki umeingia linebet.com na useti promo code ekonene. Kama haujai register before that is, utapata 100%
bonus.
Yeah. Alafu usisahau kuwa hii pia inakuja ikiwa tax free. Winnings zako pia zinakuja bila ushuru, sindio?
Yeah.
Suza baki umeshinda big kabisa. Na pia tunaweza angalia odds, because odds kama za Spain versus France.
Spain wamepewa?
Yes, Spain wamepatiwa odds za 2.712.
Mm-hmm.
Alafu Faransa wamepatiwa 3.035.
Mm.
That's on line bet, you guys.
Okay. Yeah, kuna yeah. Dom zuri.
Yeah, yeah. Alafu Netherlands. Side, yes. Kesho ni Netherlands versus England. Netherlands wamepatiwa odds za 3.2. England wamepatiwa odds za 2.56.
What? So,
hapa ni basically the odd makers wanasema final itakuwa France versus England according to them.
Okay. Bookies.
The bookies. But vile tumekuambia ingia linebet.com kama kawa, tumia hiyo promo code ya ekonene, ubaki mpata hiyo bonus yako, si ndio?
Yeah.
Ekonene. Alafu of course juu tumetoka kubonga juu ya sports, acha tubonge juu like someone who is respected both in the sports world and in the social media space. In the content creator space and right now even in the political space na mse tunabonga juu yake of course ni Ombachi. Dennis Ombachi na Dennis Ombachi have like a very interesting weekend because he's been on a fight and this fight of his has been against some powerful people najua. Like Ombachi ali go to war First of all, na Cyprian Yakundi. This is something that I didn't know about. Any story Rapture litupatia. That's why we are not happy that Rapture haiko na sisi saizi. But kulikuwa na hii Twitter space. Ile it happened Sunday night and Rapture sent me the link, yes?
Mm-hmm.
And so vile mimi niliingia, nilipata the hosts walikuwa ni Cyprian Yakundi, co-host alikuwa ni Americ, ama ilikuwa the other way around. Mm. But one of them was the host, the other one was co-host, yes?
Mm.
And
by the time it was Americ's place.
Yeah, ilikuwa Americ. So Americ was the host,
yeah.
Alafu nani alikuwa co-host. Eh? You guys, jo, natafutwa jo, si pia like a silent kabisa. Instead of
oh, unaifil hapo.
Eh, tunafilma vibration. Okay. So, ilikuwa nani? So, kwa hiyo space, mi vile nilipata, I remember nilipata kama nani alikuwa shabonga anaitwa Ombachi. But sasa Rapture was telling me that Ombachi walileta na juu na Cyprian. Na according to Cyprian alikuwa anasema as according to Ombachi alikuwa anasema Cyprian is not supposed to join in kwa stories are changing Kenya because he's an extortionist. Unajua. So kabaki wameleta na juu akaleta na juu hapo. And that was interesting because maybe by the time niliingia kwa hiyo space that had already happened. So I did not get that. And this is interesting, like I sikuwa na expect us wawili wa clash. I don't know why I didn't expect that because nilikuwa najua msa anaitwa nani, I think Gaido, kuna time ame criticize Ombachi, najua kuna wasi wapenda Ombachi. And yeah, so
for what he cooks ama like,
no, just they don't like, just like him, kuna ile tu like you know some people just don't like you.
Yeah.
So you walk is scared you are Ombachi being
Ombachi in politics actually.
Mm.
No, it's good like this finance bill imefanya wase was speak wase wamekuwa shy sana.
Yeah.
On talking about their political affiliations.
Yes.
Wewe ulikuwa unasema like kama US like artist to stand. Unajua yeye ni kama yeah. Kanye unajua alikuwa mtu wa Trump. Unajua. So we've been seeing that and it's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay because at the end of the day politics zina to affect.
Yeah.
So of course them going against each other, it's I think sai ni allegedly zote
unaweza
sema tu ni allegedly.
Mm.
Kuna watu na nimechekiwa kishare ma photos na nini. Wanasema huyu ni you wish you were here. Ombachi was telling Cyprian you wish you were here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kwa wapi huko? Vile yuko Masaga China.
Ameweka post akiwa State House.
Mm.
Ombachi alikuwa ameweka. Kuna picha ili apia akiwa State House.
Ombachi akiwa State House?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And then,
okay.
Si unani akam nini, akam extort. Mm. Ah, no, si kum extort. Akam expose.
Mm.
Akatumia o picha. Cyprian.
Eh.
And then sasa now in response, Ombachi was saying like, you wish you were here.
Mm.
Ndiyo. Ulipwe, you killed the down the story. You wish you were close to power like me.
Yeah.
So so far ni you wouldn't know what the truth nani anaongea ukweli na because it's still a very ugly fight. Mm. Nani is cooking them.
Yeah.
And this time round is not done.
Yeah, kusoje ya Ombachi, like one of the interesting things is like on Sunday night if I take na Cyprian Yakundi starts, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then still, as he fights this, because Cyprian is now attacking him, on the same day, like by Monday, amesha anza fight tena na Alai.
Mm.
Acheki. Because Alai amekuwa a very interesting guy, like lately to watch. Because Alai amekuwa kideflect sana hizi stories, like the protests.
Mm-hmm.
Anasema the protests zimeacha kuwa about Gen Z. Right now, they're about Gashagwa, which makes no sense. Anasema vile the protests zimekuwa hijacked and the Gen Z think they are fighting for themselves but they are actually fighting for Gashagwa. And the story is according to Mimi the only reason the only time where Gashagwa is involved is with the goons, sindio? Let's say for example, because that's where the politicians come in.
Yeah.
And if the goons are coming from watu wako na the deputy president, it's time for the president to stop the goons. Yes.
Yeah.
So if the president does not stop the goons and then ukuje tuambie the goons ni wa deputy president, then I don't believe you. It's simple mathematics because the president would want the goons away so that he can concentrate on the protesters.
Yeah.
And there's a way to appease the protesters. It's let them protest. Eventually wataamua, let's go back to work. Sindio? So the fact that the goons wako inamaanisha, according to me, this is not about Gachagua, but Alai amekuwa on that rant. I don't know what he's trying to achieve. Kuna time hata nilikuwa nimebonga juu yake hapo mbeleni because alikuwa na bonga juu ya story ya nani, alikuwa na bonga juu ya story ya the killings, for example. Anasema like to make a list ya killings za Ruto, but atujaiweka list ya killings za Uhuru. And me, of course, nakuwa on record, like nimebonga juu ya Uhuru, nimebonga juu ya Kibaki and all of them, and they all have blood in their hands, yes. But I don't feel like bringing them up right now helps nani. So kuna like one of the posts ilikuwa ameandika, alikuwa ameandika, remember President Uhuru, ilikuwa lie, he made huge mistakes in the first 3 years in office. Westgate 68 dead, Mpeketoni 67 dead, Garissa University 147 dead. Number 4, the unnumbered KDF killed in Somalia. Remember El Ade. Dusit 2. Because Dusit I call only 2 people dead. Dusit kwa na watu kadhaa. Unzangalia? I don't know. Alafu
Dusit, police officers. Ilikuwa naitwa Dusit D2.
Yes.
And the...
Yeah, the place. But how many people died? Then kulikuwa na police officers butchered in Baragoi and Kapedo, ETC. We walked in fear in our own nation. In fact, it is said it is COVID-19 that made our country safer. He took big loans too for SGR and the Eurobond, with some of the Eurobond money never getting to Kenya. You never heard the commercial activists say Uhuru must go. Me, I remember hearing people saying Uhuru must go. Uhuru butchered people and dropped them in rivers and national parks all over the country. Never did you hear the activists for hire come out to demand that he goes. You know why? Kibaki nayo, at least the many ills of the Kibaki. So what did I tell Uhuru? I'm on record.
Dusit likuwa 22. 19 Kenyans, 3.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm on record nikisema.
Yeah.
Uhuru used to kill protesters, yes?
Mm-hmm.
And I talked specifically about the 2017 election. Kuna kumka kuz before ikuwe nullified, watu walidedishwa. Na after ikuwe nullified, watu walidedishwa. Na after the sham election. Ngele election ilikuwa mpaka na watu hii walikuwa na vote. Unajua hiyo, people never talk about that. Like, there were literally kids voting kwa the repeat election, yes. And I think by that time Uhuru alikuwa sha threaten Maraga that we shall revisit. Maka Maraga just had to let it happen the way it happened, sindio? So Uhuru is not a saint, but you know what, I cannot blame Uhuru for. So yes, Uhuru ikikam to Rivayala, we are blaming Uhuru. Uhuru ikikam to Baby Pendo, we blame Uhuru, sindio? Because he's the one who unleashed Matiang'i on us, yes. Uhuru ikikam to, but I can never blame Uhuru for Westgate was a terrorist attack. I can never blame Uhuru from Mpeketoni. That was a terrorist attack. Never blame him for Garissa University. That was a terrorist attack. A history of my KDF killed in Somalia, maybe, because sending people to Somalia, maybe that was not a good idea. I can never blame him for Dusit. Because Dusit pia ilikuwa a terrorist attack.
A terrorist attack.
Makara walidedishwa Baragoi. Can we actually blame?
No.
Actually, so hizote nikaa terrorist attacks.
Yeah, those are militia, armed militia. No, sana sana wanakuanga armed by nini? By politicians. Unajua hivyo?
Yeah.
Even Natembea who used to be. Aliambia hizi raya, like, why are you sending junior cops here?
Yeah.
They are walking into a death trap. So, yeah, of all those attacks, na hizo sentiments za Alai. Helps you but wonder, you know.
Yeah.
No, just squeezy sai through this maandamano. Msiota na criticize one side, unajua kwa side gani.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Akibonga tu like akileta tu like vitu tu za ku divert attention. Someone who's diverting attention, is running away from the whatever is happening. Alafu ana try kuenda hivi. Unajua, so ukienda hivi utatokea state house. Eh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Alafu unajua,
ukienda hivi ni procession away.
Yeah, ukitoka city hall. Now you're trying to go to Kileleshwa. You know you can go through state house.
Yeah, acha niende hivi kidogo.
Yeah, but for the record, Uhuru did a lot of evil shit.
Yeah, unajua, of course.
And this is something that has happened with like all Kenyan presidents. Like they've done a lot of evil shit. That's why anyone who thinks that any Kenyan president can resign is living in I don't know what fantasy world. That's why unakumbuka Kimunya akisema I'd rather die than resign. That's the same thing na Kenyan presidents. Nakoga, you'd rather die than I resign. So that's not going to happen. And when you tell people that this is not going to happen, people think you are paid. Kama saizi naambia wasee, hizi protests zinafaa ku happen like on Tuesday, mm-hmm. Which is the day Osona Ochi, I don't support them. Not because I don't support protests. I support protests. But right now, since goons are being hired, it makes the protests look bad. Yeah. We don't have to protest everything right now. Tomorrow is still there. We can still wait. We can wait for things to nini magun wa sahau.
Mm-hmm.
Alafu magun wa kisha sahau.
Study some things.
Yes.
Yeah.
Magun wa kisha sahau, we go back to the streets. Yes. The goons were not released on Sunday. What happened? It was successful. It was peaceful and everyone went home. Yes.
Magunzo walikuwa nafua nguo.
Yeah.
They were not like, oh.
Mm. Yeah. But now they're going to be released. So why would you have a protest? And this one, you see even people that I respect doing this and supporting this protest. Mecheki, like, mkona cheki, mse kama uguda. Like, sema, I'll be there. No, don't be there. On Tuesday, this is the government. The government is going to unleash terror on citizens. Goons are going to be released to rob businesses and innocent people are going to get killed. We don't need to do this right now. We've gotten a few wins. Let's lick our wounds. Let's re-strategize and then we go for the next thing. Say it to watch your doctors.
Mm.
At least to protest and anyhow. That still helps the country.
Yeah.
I check, but everyone
you're much to Afia House. Yes.
Yeah. Everyone gets super excited and it becomes about nini. But still, tukibonga juu alai, of course, alai alikuwa na clash na Ombachi.
Mm.
And Ombachi said something very interesting. Alisema that Alai is a good politician, but yeye mwenyewe anafeel kama he can never be a good politician because of the principles that he lives by. And I found that to be super powerful. Do I think that Alai can represent the change that we want as a country? I actually feel the same.
Mm.
I feel like Alai can make a good leader.
Mm.
The only things they spendagi juu ya Alai is the same thing spendagi juu ya Gaido. I feel like they attack people just based on bullshit. Najua.
Mm-hmm.
They'll just wake up and decide to attack you.
Mm.
And Mseka Ombachi, of course, ile ni raya ruj. So you can never even intimidate him with your size. Najua rugby dude will tackle you.
Mm. So, he's tackling them.
Yeah, because on July Simpson is a mess now, eh? Right?
Yeah.
So that dude is big.
Yeah, that dude couldn't fit here.
Yes.
But, mess slouch all the way. He was all the way up there, yeah.
But a rich dude is going to tackle you.
Mm.
But even talking of Alai used on Monday, he used his platform kwanza ku ask Boni for accountability. And the accountability he was asking for was for the concert that happened on Sunday, yes?
Mm.
So, your concert, according to Ewe, the concert was funded by well-wishers, yes?
Okay.
Yes.
Mm.
So, is well-wishers money public money? Because kilalai kuna semani nani has to be accountable to the public.
Mm.
So, is well-wishers money public money?
Mm.
According to Ewe?
No. No. I think the person mwenye na organize. Like we don't have the right to ask. Unaona.
Yeah.
We don't have the right to ask. First of all, it wasn't our idea.
Mm.
We weren't told to pay anything.
Yeah.
Unaona. Of course there was always going to be money for facilitation.
Yes.
Unaona, like there was security, there were logistics, nanini.
There were lights
and all of these stage. And all of those things, even if you give something. Unajua unaweza niambia, okay, niaje. Ian. Nimekupatia hii couch. Naona.
Yeah.
Then see, I still have to find how I'm going to get this couch from here.
Unaona,
so the fact that it's free is only free to some extent. Na saa hii angalia like what was the message that he was trying to, you know, send across.
Yeah.
So the message that he spread across ni he could gather people. Na cheki. Anaweza gather watu pap. On a Sunday. People showed up in thousands, you guys. And it was peaceful.
Yes.
Message was, you know, we're tired of this shit. Nanini. Hata kama wasanii walikuwa na Kampala, of which pia wasanii walisema, yeye alikuwa on record akisema, wali show up for free.
Yes.
Wali show up for free.
Yeah.
So, unaona, this thing that the fact that it was successful, nanini, ndio maana unaona, wanamu attack on. Like wana try kuitaint. Wanatry kuitaint wanasema oh sijui. Because hata ukiangalia hivi uangali like we expect that yambi what you account for that shit.
Yeah. Cause ilikuwa
nini? Seriously, yeah.
The whatever was, we wish to Boni alisema we wish to sincerely thank the following for facilitating and supporting the hugely successful Shujaa's Memorial Concert held at Uhuru Park.
Yeah.
Governor Sakaja,
yeah,
who of course Boniam,
who bashes, yeah,
Shafi Weru, Mudhoni DQ, George Ndech, and all the performing artists and MCs, then Toolbox Events, now the OCPD was central, and all service providers. Sindio?
Yeah, yeah.
Alafu, akaendelea, 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 akasema big up to the amazing artists, akalist the artists who showed up to celebrate with us, our heroes, without asking for a single cent. Yeah. So, Toolbox Events, ndio, alaya na fakuuliza, how much were you paid? And then I would say, because me, I don't remember any contributions being done for this event. Najua kuna contributions zimekuwa done for
victims. What is it called?
For victims.
Yeah.
But there were no contributions done for this event. So if there were no contributions, and let's say there were contributions, but these contributions were by well-wishers, I do not need anyone to be accountable to me. Like, for example, if you come to easy shootings, it happens, isn't it? So the shootings happened and then people contributed, yes?
Yeah.
Watu waka contribute kwa Mchanga. Mchanga ilikuwa inakuwa handled na Hanifa. Hanifa mwenye akasema, she's not handling any cash. Everything is inatoka from Mchanga straight to the hospital. And then you come and you start questioning her that she's stealing. We mwenyewe tunafaa kukuuliza, tuonyeshe, the first thing unafaa kutuonyesha ni M-Pesa message. Ukituma contribution yako. Then you can come and talk shit. Otherwise, to treat money contributed by well-wishers as money that needs to be accounted for, like public money. Taxes are different. Taxes, we all contribute. Yeah, well-wishers, not everyone has contributed. So not everyone is. And you find that normally it ends up being like sideshows. Like everyone is like, ah, unajua, I need to attack this person. So let me bring up this bullshit. And it's people who normally I'd align with, like Mseka Alai, you know, it's someone that I'll align with 9 times out of 10, yes? Gaido is someone I'll align with 9 times out of 10. And they're the two people right now just attacking people with no basis. Just attack, attack, attack. And it reaches a level where you go like, what's your problem? Are you part of, are you trying to maintain the status quo? Ama,
well,
are you?
Yeah, because yes, they sound like they're, what you'd say, what you would call propaganda.
Yeah, yeah.
Check it. These are people when walikuwa na show up na receipts when need be. Like, we do, when you don't have receipts,
yeah,
this guy's head. No. So, like, okay, I think they're bringing in their personal vendetta. This is purely personal. This is purely personal. Like, it's below them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's below them.
Yeah. So, so kulikuwa na hiyo fight ya Ombachi na Alai. Alafu, of course, Alai pia alikuwa na fight Boni on this other side. So I guess those two had more than one fight to fight. But now the most interesting one was also Ombachi pia jo akaamua jo get Mr. mwenyewe jo, Ababu na Mwamba. So Ababu na Mwamba, Ombachi called him out and asked him, like, kuna vitu hazijakuwa zikihappen, sindio? So, of course, saizi wa Israel zote zinajichocha. I'm ready for a sit down, even if it's on X ama at the ministry. Yes? Okay, so, umsaka wambia, like, right now, we are concentrating on the Olympics. Tupatie list ya wasa wame travel for the Olympics. Because this is what people don't know. Hizi Olympics za Kenya zinakuwa gajoni serious. Don't be surprised. Upate kwa Olympics za Kenya, mampango wa kando juu amebebwa. Waje hivyo?
Yeah. Na kumbuka the first kuna zenye nani alikuwa ame attend some games. Anaitwa na Millicent Omanga. Guys were mad. Like, she's traveling under who? Under what capacity?
Yeah,
because kitambo ulikuwa unaona, of course
ulikuwa unaona Millicent Omanga ashay travel.
Yeah.
To Olympics.
To an event.
To a sporting
event.
A sporting event?
Yeah.
Damn. Okay. That sporting did not involve any form of running. Damn, okay. Sikuwa na joyo.
Yeah. Kuna nyo alienda. And guys wa. Na hiyo listi katokea. Na yeah, sikumbuki ni gani. But utaona tu msema kumbuka hapo kwa comment.
Yeah.
But it's a previous government. Of course, yes. Unajua tunaonanga wa Kenya wakipeperusha bendera, you guy. But we just only see them kwa track.
Yes.
But, you know, tunafaa to keep track on. Like, say wametoka, wame arrive. It's not even about participating pale. Some of them just arrive. Menye, like una arrive na unaambiwa rehearsal yako.
Yeah.
You're supposed to warm up in the next 2 hours.
Mm.
Check. Una, whereas unapata like kuna watoi. Kuna watoi wa nini? Wa these politicians. Wenye washafika huko a week before jo.
Yes.
Yeah. By the time afika pale na unajua ni under taxpayers money.
Because
maybe wapo wameenda benchmarking, wameambiwa wao ndio wako kwa nini, wako kwa hizi maboard za sports, doing nothing.
Okay, cause
so wakujawai kuwa na hiyo at least. At the following, at a see, it's not even about the list. Like how much they are entitled to, like the per diems.
Because history ya Ababu na Mwamba, Ababu ni mse na mjua, like, from his opposition politics, like back in the days, like 2007, najua, he was one of those young politicians.
Yeah, from Budalangi. Like,
from Budalangi, blah, blah, blah. But now, the president felt like he owed him something and decided to give him a job, alimpatia. But the things that he's doing, the people around him tell him that these are revolutionary ideas, yes? So, akishamalizana na history ya Olympics, one thing me I'd want to know is about what he launched. Unajua, still, on he still launched kitu inaitwa the reality show, yeah? So, kulikuwa na Miss Universe Kenya 2024. So, Kenya's premier pageant to climax with a presentation at the global stage in Mexico this November. So, the reality show, ilikuwa ina kick off on Sunday, I think. I don't know. I think this was Sunday. I don't know. Ama ilikuwa ina kick off when? Na itakuwa live on TV 47. And I think it's dubbed Who's Next. Sindio? So, yo, Who's Next, do you know, it ended up with an official signing of an MOU between Moyasa and Cape Media. Cape Media, your TV 47. This is what the problem that I have.
Because you talked about it, Mazishia Koikai.
Yes, this is the problem that I have with this story.
Yeah, yeah.
The people being targeted on Who's Next are the so-called Gen Zs. Do Gen Zs watch TV?
Yeah, they don't know what's next, you guys, on TV, coming up next.
You understand? Yeah. Like, some ideas were revolutionary back in the days. We took a Tusker Project film.
Who's smarter now?
Yes, they were revolutionary because we had to watch TV.
Yeah, yeah.
Right now, you're dealing with people who do not watch TV. Iya nupenda sana kuni enjoy the fact that mu change TVs. Do you know, do you think I know how an antenna ya TV na ka? Like, is it smart TVs, eh?
Damn.
Do you think nishai fit any antenna ya a 4K TV? I've never.
Zee.
I don't even know how it looks.
I used nakumbuka nilitumia some certain decoder.
Yeah.
And the analog antenna. After 1 month, I donated them.
Yes.
Even the screws, the fittings, everything. Unajua installation yote. Nilitatua myself anye the installation.
In sports. Sports with Lime Bets.
Alafu najua hatujuagi jua public accountability. Na kuna watu wataniambia hapa, like, maybe I'm clutching on straws. I'd want to know, how did Cape Media win this tender? Because this is 15 million shillings. And this 15 million shillings, it's taxpayers' money. And I have nothing against TV 47. Just do your thing. The only thing I'm saying is, number one, this is a very stupid idea. It's an idea that, like, right now, if you're a great musician, there is the internet. If you can't be discovered through the internet, you're not as great as you think you are. I'm sorry to say.
If you're going to be discovered by TV.
Yes. So, 15 million. Public money, there has to be a public tendering. And apart from public tendering, kama sivyo, the first station that this money should go to ni KBC. Because KBC is a national broadcaster. Yes?
Yeah, yeah.
If it does not go to KBC, if it has to go to a private company, there has to be a tendering. Yeah. Standard Group, Nation Media Group, Royal Media, Cape Media, and they all have to tender for it.
Mm.
Whoever wins, lazima tuambu was the public, they've won because of one, two, three things. Yes? But now, just concentrating on the idea, I don't give a fuck who's next. That's nini. Hizi ma ideas za kipumbavu, ndio ideas zinafanya hii country iendelee. If you are to ask me, if I was the minister for youth affairs, creative economy and sports, every day I'd be there talking to the Safaricom CEO na CEO wa Airtel, asking them, we need more affordable internet.
And you see who's next.
And we'll see who's next.
Yeah.
We just need more affordable internet.
Yeah.
Nacheki. So, that would be the number one thing. And the number two thing would be sports. What do we need to do for sports? We need to think of better stadiums, sindio. We need to think of exchange programs. We need to think of literally getting coaches, sindio. Waso kukuja kukochwa si. Kuna sports that are untapped, like boxing.
Yeah,
we need
tennis.
More boxing gyms. Acheki. And we need MMA gyms. We need all that shit. We don't need who's next. Fuck who's next. So this is basically what I'm thinking about. And these people get these sort of jobs, and they get these jobs and they come up with these very dumb ideas. And because people are making a lot of money around the idea, it's okay. So Cape Media has gotten 15 million shillings of taxpayers' money. Why? I have nothing against Cape Media. I'm just asking, how did they get this contract? Where will she watch TV 47?
Z.
Just be honest. Maybe she'll watch.
And maybe in...
When's the last time I took your YouTube? Maybe check your channel at TV 47?
I've never Googled. I've never...
Mean your YouTube?
Because I see the logo. The logo is in Akwangan in red. Because I see through their sponsored posts. Ama, wale maselebenye amekua. Nani, of course, Betty Charlo.
Yes.
I know Betty Charlo is there.
Mm.
But I've never even given two facts, like, you know.
Betty Charlo sat with Michelle Ndalami. Did you go looking for that interview?
No. I didn't. Why do nani show?
You see. But, because let's even talk about YouTube channels. This traditional media. Which is the first YouTube channel you go to normally when something happens? Traditional media. Kina Nation, Standard, Royal. Where do you normally find yourself in?
If I'm trying to look for them.
News, yes.
Citizen.
Yes. Second.
NTV.
Third.
There's a third one.
Yes.
Like... Oh, KTN.
KTN. Sindio. I love for afterwards. K24.
Yeah.
This is off. Oh, shit. It's TV 47. Shit. Let me look for it. Yeah. But this has nothing to do with TV 47. And was Chukwati have a personal vendetta?
I only go for live, live coverage. Na check. Like, they were live here, they were live there. It's not, because unajota, people, how people consume news these days and how people consume content. It's on the go. Check on the go. I need to maybe listen to this while I'm maybe do this. Ama if I'm watching nile and I watch to ile kitu ata consume haraka, ama what happened kitu in short form. And then maybe I end at after platform yenye.
Yeah.
It explain whatever was happening in a deeper manner. Like podcasts.
Yeah.
Na check. So yundi imekuwa trend ya watu, trend ya watu, trend ya watu. So unapata hata ukienda kwa those mainstream. Nini mainstream media.
Yes.
Unaenda tu yani mali wame. If it's a state function, najua like of course bloggers wanakuanga wame, you know, tunakuanga tume nyongo hapo, so najua like I can only rely on these people because of course hao ndio wamepatiwa those privileges za ku nini ku broadcast live here. So TV 47.
But Nini, congratulations, but TV 47. This is not even a fight against you.
Yeah.
If this same contract had been given to Royal Media, I'd still ask the same questions. If it was given to Nation Media Group, I'd still ask the same questions. Because me, my problem is not on my problem is that this is an idea that's a 1997 idea. This is let's go, let me bring it closer. This is a 2010 idea. In 2024, it's not. People are getting discovered through social media. people are getting discovered through the internet. It's time to make the internet what it is. Unakumbuka tulikuwa
na Aziad alikuwa discovered na media
internet. Yes.
Ilikuwa ni ngoma you guys. TikTok. Was it TikTok?
TikTok.
Yeah.
Yes.
TikTok.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay. Na, right now na call the shots na, na.
Someone could be asking like, why have you used that specific example? Like, are you trying to say something?
It just tickled my face.
About So
no, I she's been there. No. Mm. See, ashaikuwa kwa those boats za nini za Talanta.
Yeah.
And of course Talanta was also another brilliant idea by team Ababu na Mwamba.
Mm.
So ni ile like wale watu wenye amekam kujua.
Mm.
Na check wale watu wamekam kujua hakuwajua through mainstream media.
Mm. So
when he's taking an idea and just pulling it back na nini, of course we can't help but wonder unajua like okay. So this was supposed to be done ndio watu wengine wakule before
because
yeah. Walisema mimi nilisikia hapo akisema oh my god it is so sad we are burying such a young talent when we were just me and my team were trying to launch tulikuwa na that dude Jim Chuch na George and they were like what of course at what's next na it's good.
Who's next?
It's good. It's who's next?
Mm-hmm.
It's good. So what's next? Tumejua like every time wanasema wana launch. Kuna kuanga na secret tendering.
Yes, yes. Like hii kitu niko sure.
A launch na yeah.
Mm. But congratulations to TV47.
It's a win.
Make that money. I'll still because as I said, this fight is not against you. This fight is against stupid ideas. And to me, this government has a very simple solution. Give us cheaper internet and the economy will correct itself. A lot of stuff is going to happen. Utapata kuna kabuda fulani joka kwa Pokot, West Pokot.
Twaki.
Kata post video pale. Hiyo video ita go viral. Before ujue life yo, oh, msei mekua changed. That's what happened with, vile tu yanampati an example ya Aziad. We need cheaper internet. We don't need who's next. We don't need what next. We don't need what the fuck next. We don't need any of this bullshit. But since you people are in positions of power and you come up with these dumb ideas, I understand. Najua. Like when you think about the youth, all you think about is talent. You don't think that these same youth are, even when I'm talking about internet, I don't mean internet just because of content creation. There's internet for jobs. Like there are accountants online. Sindio?
Yeah.
There are teachers online. Kuna so teach Kiswahili online, unajua hivyo? Kuna teach watu teach different languages online. These are all opportunities. Kuna online businesses where I don't need this physical office in the middle of town that's draining me of everything. I can handle my stuff online. I can do whatever. So there's so many opportunities that the internet brings. Uber in operate your online, for us online, whatever online. So we need cheaper internet. And apart from cheaper internet, we just need internet in every part of Kenya because we don't know what opportunities that's going to open. So, umseta kiulizwa jo list yake ya inaitwa nini?
Olympics.
To me, that's the least of his worries. He needs to also explain these dumb ideas and how they come up with them and why something told them that all the youth can do is be rappers, musicians, dancers.
Actors.
Yes. These are the same youth where in different countries are engineers, they're lawyers, they're doctors, they're whatever. Even talking of internet, I'm saying kama Dr. Rain, for example, he's like one of the most respected pediatricians up in Kenya. So you know, tumemjua through online. I check it. So we know that. We know that that's the power of internet. Like say kama Americs Saizi, was wengi wanamjua through online. And he's a doctor, and apart from being a doctor, he's also like a playwright. You know, he writes plays, that is. So
one way the internet imekuwa ikitumika in the last 3 weeks ni ku study constitution. And like stages a bill. Nacheki. Like what happens in the event a president akatai ku assent to something to make something into law. What happened? Does it mature even without his nini? So they are not tap-tapping the screens for sijui what, sijui nyonga videos or whatever. Because for them, wakiona youth na smartphone, wameshika, ana Google on some ways on how it's going to.
Yeah.
Ni usani. Unacheki. Yeah.
So these are my dumb ideas. Akina nani, akina, we'll never support any dumb idea.
So what next for the ministry?
I don't know. They'll just come up with some other bullshit. Because after who's next? Sawa. I think there's a pageant. And apart from the pageant, is there other talent? Like, what the hell? Like, okay, I don't know, man. Like, wacha troke hapo. Wacha tuende kwa. Wacha to stick bad on Olympics. Of course, Olympics zinaanza very soon. Olympics zinaanza when?
August. Zinafaa kwanza August. Eh?
Are you sure? No. Watu washa
really?
Watu washa travel na zinafaa kwanza August. Mm.
No, traditionally zinaanza August.
So. Yeah. Olympics 2024 dates. No, zinaanza July. Oh yeah, ni July 26th.
Yes.
Yes, okay. July 26th. Okay. And zitaisha August 11th, yes? Okay. And this is the most interesting thing. Like this past weekend, I just became, nilijipata niko Netflix. Alafu niko na watch series na ito Sprint.
Okay.
Yeah. And I found Sprint is very interesting. It's just a documentary about wasewaku Sprint.
Okay.
Ajua, so, lakini the modern ones.
Yeah, yeah.
So kuna paka raya fulani inaitwa Marcel Jacobs jo. Kuna raya fulani jo.
Italian.
Eh, hey, unajua?
Yeah, I'm a Sprint, huge
Sprint ni Jacobs.
Yeah, ashaishinda nini? Alishinda gold Olympic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that shit was a fluke, man. Like
yeah.
That shit was a fluke afterwards. Yeah, ni Marcel Jacobs.
Is yeah? Italian.
He's Italian. Okay. This dude, that was a fluke. So kuna Noah Lyles. Noah Lyles, of course, kwa wasewa mjui ni ule msee, kuna time vile alishinda, he was so excited. I think this was last year. He was so excited lafaka sema that I'm a world champion. Every time you skiaga NBA players saying they are world champions, you shindo.
You check, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's really jam na, yeah, yeah.
Obviously it's real.
Yeah.
It's real.
Yeah, like, it's really jam na, yeah. Rujo raya states, waga zinajua.
Yeah.
World inaanza, New York inaisha California. Waga, like, there's a whole other world out here. It's not just about America.
Yeah. Like, where's baseball practiced?
Yeah, Japan.
Baseball?
Baseball. Japan na US peke yake. Those are like the main countries.
Na kuangana world championships.
Yes, world championships in America. Yeah, Japan na kuwagi world. Na Japan, baseball is as big as nini. But yeah, Japan na kuanga Japan, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. They don't do all that bullshit. Mm. These dudes, even MLS, it's just that they are afraid. But MLS thrown up. Atlanta United, world champion.
World champion.
Ian, your time upata ni kwa states na tafta visa. Niko, yeah. Na tafta green.
Kona jazzy MLS.
Yeah.
Aya ni mi, yeah.
Atlanta FC.
Yeah, I must do what Dodgers.
Mm. Back to the story. So, ni kwa na fortilia sprint. And, like, I was so jazzed by... of course, Noah Lyles, according to me, I find that dude is good at his shit. Eh?
Yeah.
There's another British guy. He's called Hughes Zanell, I think. Yes, Hughes Zanell. Sikezo majina, jona kutolea. Yeah, Zanell Hughes. Mse wa Brito. Yeah, pia ni mse mkali. But what I found interesting are the girls. Kuna ude moja, ni kushua jo, I doubt, unamjua, unajua dema nitua Hare.
Hare?
Yeah.
Najua tu Sharika.
Yes, Sharika Jackson.
Sharika Jackson.
Alafu najua Shakari Richardson.
Shakari Richardson. Yeah.
You guys nilikuwa hapo. You
are a huge athlete. You know,
yeah. Wacha sana nikwambie jua.
Mtoi, like that is once. Naona vile knowledge yako ya boka na nini vile ukachina boxing.
Yes. Hey, I think ulikuwa niambia wewe na budako.
Yeah, yeah.
It's since like one 90s. Of those things.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh. Yeah, yeah. So there's this girl. Eh? Yeah. She's 5-time Olympic. If I'm not wrong, eh?
Sherian.
How many Sherian?
Sherian Fraser Prize.
Sherian.
That girl.
See, Sherian is three times.
Three times.
Yeah. Sherian ni 5 times goal. Five times Jamaican. So Sherian, kitu moja iko na nijaz na ye, ukiwachio nini? When you're watching the whatever. She looks like she's but right now she's 38, I think, turning 39.
Hanging,
so she started slowing down. She's not winning as much as she was winning. Elaine Thompson Hera.
Yeah, Elaine Thompson
Hera.
Yeah, 5-time
champion. Kedeman is a kimbia. Alafu kwa chiki joke jake. Sports pays. Do you know if do you think there was who's next in Jamaica? Akukwana who's next? It's just the culture. As in, at the culture in Jamaica, it's about sprinting so much that auka agachini, like competitions, even between dudes. Itakuwa, ni aje jo, tunaishia studio. So tuko shopping center. Who's going to reach there first, jo? Alafu, tiki kuina get, back in the days, ilikuwa like, whoever reaches second is the batty boy. UK mnatoka pale hamna rabati boy.
Siaka. So ain't nobody voting me.
Yeah. So that's what brought the culture. So right now, of course, you have Sprint. Now Sprint is dominated by two nations. Unajua? Ni Ghana gani?
US na Jamaica.
Yes, man. Yeah. So kuna u dame jo anaitwa five-time like Elaine Thompson. Elaine Thompson, alafu so I really enjoyed it. Shekari Richardson, of course, she's super interesting because of the fact that she's so American because of the number of tattoos jo dame
ana
tattoos zingine jo.
Yeah.
Alafu of course Shelly-Ann. Like, so I'm looking forward to that. Sherika Jackson,
all of them. It's a beautiful sport to watch, both talent wise and we shall notice.
Olympics.
You can make you watch. You can sit down 2 hours and watch a fucking marathon.
Sinu na kwambia jo this time si hard. Kosa sprint.
Okay,
sprint ta kopala niko like, so who do you expect to win? Of course I expect our lives, but you can never overlook Zanel Hughes. What about Marcel Jacobs? Marcel can fuck himself.
kuna mse amekuwa ki terrorize you guys. Anaitwa nani? There's this other American. You anaitwa Kali or something.
Oh, but him to nani
Alias, alimchezea wili au
nani alimchezea? I know the guy you're talking about. I think it's Kale.
Kale,
Kerley, I think. Fred Kale. Yes, Fred
Kale. Yeah, Kale.
So Fred Kale, nani got through his mind, like nani alimchezea mind games.
Yeah, ndio me win the last like world championships
because kuna kwa na
AAF. Kuna kuangana hizo world championships and then but after the Olympics.
No, Lyles alibonga mbaya juu yake. Ira ilienda ilichapwa maraka. And watch your sprint. Such a good documentary. But
no, I will.
Watch out to what are your sprint the documentary. Let's talk about the GOAT. Msikie the GOAT. Lazima put a W bana.
Okay. The GOAT. GOAT, eh?
Yes.
Girl
and Faith Kipyegon.
Yeah.
So she broke her own record on Sunday. Sunday was such an interesting day. Because Nikki hepa kidogo Lewis Hamilton won his first race in like Silverstone. 945 days. That's but let's go back to the GOAT. Faith Kipyegon, man. Like, what do you think about that girl? Like, damn. Like, you break your own record.
Yeah.
And after you record, you break. Ilikuwa imekapo for long. I think I stayed there for him. Like,
before, 2015. Yeah, may break tena.
So, 2015, ndio ilikuwa na Ethiopian Genzebe Dibaba. So Genzebe Dibaba akai break. Alafu 2023 nani akai break? Kipyegon, sindio? Alafu now she's broken it again in 2024. Like ekwa nene.
I've been a huge fan of Faith Kipyegon since 2016.
Yeah.
Akiwin ni Rio. Ilikuwa Rio. Rio nini Olympics. Na hiyo time we did badly. Anakumkata nikiwachio hiyo race yake, I'm like, see, there's this Kenyan. There's this Kenyan nini mwenye ana try ku compete against Genzebe was the reigning world record holder then. So that was, that's 2016.
Yes,
you get, unajua, of course wakifika kwa final lap, you know what they do, jo kuna kuanga na bell
ile sasa ya
like kipindi cha lala salama. You guy alimwachana like ayad, you guy, I'm like, who's this girl? So the following year kulikuwa na like IAAF championship because that was the only title that was missing from her.
Yes.
And then she had Dibaba, she had Semenya kwa lineup. She had
Semenya alikuwa nakimbia
1500. Alitoka 800 akaenda hapo. Unajua saa kwake ilikamikacho. Iko ila kaje.
Yeah.
And then of course Sifan Hassan ndio amekuanga nini acnemesis wake. So you clearly aliwatoka. And then she became the girl to watch. And then race after race. I think alishindwa moja tu. After that ameshindwa moja na Sifan Hassan. So
then that girl, man.
And then like trying to break the record now. It was now a race of trying to break the record because no one could keep up with her. And then she has like these lungs, the last lap.
Yeah. Because ingine, I had to see who's the number two girl was some white girl. So me no joni ki watch, I'm there like, oh, Udeman enda kumfikia.
Oh, the Australian.
She's Australian, eh?
Is she Australian?
Yeah.
Yeah, but then she did good because no one has come close to her like that.
Yeah. Like how long ilikuwa aje hizo nini? Like how I'm trying to look at the results, eh? To see how vile walipelekana. Because it was
close. Yeah.
Ilikuwa breaks her own record, ilikuwa Spectrum News. Let me see if kama atakuwa wameput hiyo nini. But yeah, so me na look forward to the Olympics. Yeah. Olympics kile of course nenda kuwatch, of course ni Faith Kipyegon to see if she's
1500 going to meters both men women. Hizo zinakuanga 800 meters both men women.
Yeah.
100 meters both men women. Relay 4x4 400.
Yeah.
And then marathon you got 5000 also.
Mm.
5,000 meters. Mm. There's Ugandan mwenye amekuwa terrorize you guy.
Yeah. Oh. But ni Uganda nini? Mkale.
Oh, itangwa wote waka wakali. You can like kuanga painful you guy. But I'm happy for them that nini African, you know.
Mm.
Of course, 5,000, 10,000. Kuanga ni race ya the powerhouse. That's Kenya, Ethiopia.
Nini
marathon as well. Ndiyo ufunga nini. Unajua race yote ufunga nini na marathon.
Oh, yeah.
And it's the last medal inakuanga awarded. So the whole world, during the closing ceremony,
waga inaona the marathon winner. Inaona
mkipewa kwa podi. Yeah.
Oh, damn. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Damn. Okay.
Yeah.
Damn. So, yeah. So that's something we are looking forward to. Of course, to look forward to, vile tumesema, the Olympics. But before that, of course, kabla tuishia, wacha tubonge more politics. Mm. And let's start with the two ladies, Esther Passaris na Charlene Ruto. These two, I don't know what's wrong, but someone needs
for days
to sit down with them. Ambie kuna letters STFU, and they are very good letters.
Yeah.
Say S, say T, T, say F, say U, U, say shut the fuck up,
shut the fuck up.
Then say, I need to, STFU. So, okay, kuna moja ni mother, alafu kuna Udem. Udem, like she just keeps releasing statements and I don't know. I think she loves the spotlight so much because this does not help her father. Every time she releases a statement, if you go through the comments, people are so angry at the dad. And akina Nick Ruto exists and they just shut the fuck up. Why can't you keep quiet? Even that little girl, the one who I may end up chuo flani sijui ya military.
June Ruto, yes. Yeah.
She knows how to shut up. This other one just can't shut up. Like, what's up with her? Alafu mechiki mpaka wasiwa meanza kumchora. Mechiki, that painting, that drawing looks good. Eh?
Oh, yeah.
Like a pencil drawing.
Wiki G.
Yeah, anaitwa Wiki G. Like, just shut up.
Unajua Nick, I respect him for one thing. He showed up at a Harambe, you guy, produced man. He got bashed. Never got back again.
Nani?
See Nick?
Yeah.
Nick kumuka kitu mwana nini?
Oh.
Kuna time alienda katua 3 a.m.
Hey, I remember something like that.
Hey, niggas came at him.
Aka disappear. And that's how it's supposed to be.
Na pia June. June, yeah, nani ameoleka to some Nigerian?
I think June is the last born, eh?
Because hata pia mwingine, we never hear about him.
Okay, wacha cheki Ruto, married, Nigerian. Alafu tuwane. Tuwane nani atatokea, but nini?
Because the fact that people nilikuwa naona wakipatiana comparison za the former first daughter and the current first daughter proclaimed first daughter because kuna wengine. It's only that we didn't know Ngina Kenyatta that much.
Oh, June is unmarried too. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So we didn't know what Ngina Kenyatta stood for
because
I don't think she even uttered a paragraph.
Mm.
You know, even if she did, was maybe some private event that Bono what, as you know.
Okay.
So, Uyu, like, amekuwa kibonga. At first, it was good. Alikuwa na hang out na boy wetu. Daddy.
Daddy Owen.
Daddy Owen. Yeah, of course. They even rumored they're dating.
Daddy Owen has been so anti that bill that if they were dating, then he's a bitter ex, man. Because,
So, of course, she was, you know, after Yakuza, at a story, nika budake tu. Nika budake li ingia na story ya kuku.
Yeah.
Alafu saa yaka ingia na story ya nini, ya smoky.
Yeah.
It didn't make sense. So, of course, Kenyans walikuwa shaanza kumchukua na kachumvi kwa ubaribari, nyekesha Ruto na kachumbi ubaribari. Yeah. Unajua hini? Yeah, hini ile milu nataka kuiroga ndi ikuwe testi.
Mm.
So of course ya kianza kumake stupid remarks during the, during finance bill.
Mm.
And trying not knowing when to speak.
Just shut up, man. And like
when you're speaking, like, you know, there are some things that are coming in. Just if read the mood.
Yes, yes. Read the don't mood. Go read the room, yani.
Like, read the room.
Yes, just shut up, man.
Fire some kama, people.
Ni kama aka kadem, anaitwa nani? Aka mother.
Yeah.
Ujichukua kadem, anaitwa nani? Muthoni.
Yeah.
Muthoni Pasalis.
Yeah,
Muthoni. Pia kashanza kurelease hizo ma statement.
No, she's a former beauty pageant.
Yeah.
Kani.
Okay.
Yeah, you can Google unaweza mwona mabakini za
yes, 80s. Yes, but just shut up pia ye. Hapo, unaweza fikiria aliingia na UDA. Yote teaga the president.
Yes, yeah, so
UDA.
Much. Yeah. Yeah.
Nacheki. Saizi anatuambia give the president time. Oh,
I'm sure he has good agenda.
Patience is a virtue. Oh, we are spiritual. No one is spiritual. Take your spirits and kwenda nazo huko.
Mm.
The only spiritual raya mobs kuna hapa kwa street ni the spirits in their system. The spirits of alcohol. The alcohol that they are using to nini. So uyo pia na need to shut up. Wacha tuingia politics kidogo. Na hii part ya politics nafikiria Joe in end up imetu cost like one big interview that we are looking forward to.
Mm-hmm.
And the interview that we are looking forward to, of course, ni interview na Sifuna. And I'm hoping that Sifuna ataelewa Joe. Podcast lazima tuseme eka nene. Sindio?
Yeah.
Lazima tulize maswali. So kuna hii list moja ilikuwa published na list ilikuwa inasema senators who voted yes to amend or delete some clauses on the conflict of interest bill 2023, elected leaders will now have the authority to give themselves or their families government contracts or tenders if it's passed into law. Alafu hii list ika end up imesitiasi, and one of the people that were there is the guy who's been used kwa graphics ile iko supplied na ni Sifuna. Na Sifuna ni number 23 kwa these 25 senators that voted for this bill. Alafu, another interesting thing still about this bill is the bill was also proposed by someone from Azimio.
Mm.
And that's Ledama Olekina. Sindio?
Damn.
So Ledama Olekina, of course, is like one of those interesting dudes because ashai kwa accused. Sijui kwa ulichekigi jo. Kuna raya jo ishai mwa accused ati aliacha kinyesi kwa kiti cha Senate. Ulisikia kwa story jo? I think ilikuwa last year ama 2022. Kuna raya juu ilisema juu yuva ile shuka juu. Lakini ya vagi ngoda. Yuhana kwa the commando juu.
You guys talk about protecting your seat.
Yeah. And booking it.
And booking it.
Yeah. Don't mess with my shit.
In your Narok.
So, okay. Yo, but you of course, you trust him. Allegedly, we don't know how true that was.
Yeah.
But, so him. He's the guy. This guy, if I'm not wrong, Ledama nimse alistudy US, yes? So nimse anajua what public service is about. Because such countries show you that. For him to come up with such a bill is just sad, yes? So kuna some characters nikisikia wali vote for that bill. Asishtuki. Ukiona raya kama Mandago. Mandago sinilile raya ili peleka...
Ili panado ya watoto.
Finland, sindio?
Yeah.
Uone raya kama Mungatana. Nacheki? Uone kama Aaron Cheruiyot.
Yeah.
But kwa zile majina ukisikia, you are not even surprised. Like, I expect this. Lakini tukisikia mseki kama Edwin Sifuna, we get worried because he's one of the few politicians wale kwa tunafeel ni kama anafaa kuwa understand on the side of the truth, sindio?
Yeah, yeah.
But sasa jo, hiki tujo imefanya nikaanza kufikiria, because don't forget, there's a lot of tenders za government zile zinaenda kuhappen jo.
Yeah.
Kwa ama State House bill, nini, wali, they just reduced the renovation. But right now, as you heard, e-bill ina allow politicians or their families to get government contracts.
Yeah.
So, saizu usishtuke jo, State House inakuwa repaired by Sugoi International. Sugoi International. Alafu jo, nakunga nini? Kuna kale ka room kali chomwa ka City Hall.
Yeah, ayo ni ayo ni Dimples Associates.
Yeah, jo.
Dimples and Dimples.
Yeah. But unajua kuna kwa kana one thing that has the best contracts.
Yeah.
Na ni roads. Roads hizi zina as in Kipchumba Murkomen, unajua? Sasa hizi Kipchumba Murkomen is allowed to transact with the government. So si shtuke jo. Kip Murkomen wuyi. You can keep Murkomen and Wuyi. Yeah? We build roles that make you say, ooh, yeah. You know why? Because they were taking us there. Kanenda kunuka, like,
yeah,
for people to allow such bills.
Yeah.
Like, what, are we serious? Because hii nini ulisikia majuzi, kuna msa alikuwa anasema, the way they talked about it, it's like walikuwa wanabonga juu ya hii raya inaitwa nani, umse, this guy, Sudi. Sudi hata alikuwa anajisifu, anasema hii damage imempatia anaenda ku recover so fast. Na vile nimekuambia jo, the government is allowed to transact na politicians.
Yeah, sisi kwa sisi.
Timber XO Windows. Timber XO Windows want to supply the windows for parliament. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, this is so disappointing.
Oscar kon nini? Ni windows of opportunity.
Yeah, that's a window of opportunity for Oscar. Where are you? Yeah. Alafu nini jo? Anaitwa nani? Karenyango ata supply nini? Because yeah. Sasa which government, kama government ina supply condoms, ukiwa mpango wa kando unahitaji condom, maybe hata supply this and go not for sale. Sinajua hizo inajua pia lazima zibaiwe pale.
Yeah, zibaiwe.
You have to be, there's a tender.
There's a tender.
Yeah, jo. Kusema na kutenda jo, literally jo.
Yeah.
So that's what we have, and I think that this portrays Sifuna in a very bad whatever.
I mean, paint mbaya. Because me, when I saw that list, I was just going through. There are a lot of lists coming up these days.
Yeah.
Before that, nilikuwa nimecheki list here. Have you checked how the CDF money was used?
Yeah.
Majuzi ilikuwa ni governors, whatever, how they used. Nini. But that's, of course, nilicheki list. Then I was looking at my senator, you guy are kusangi. Ni kama kuandika noise make.
Yeah, we rainy kusangi kuchoma picha.
I kusangi, you guy. Now, from the outside looking in, you guy, ulikuwa unaona.
Naitwa nani jo nitafute jina yake?
Naitwa Karongo wa Dhangwa, you guy. Unajua Kiambu,
Karongo.
Kiambu we have wa. Nyabwa Matangi, Wambo Shomba.
Karongo ayuka. Wa Dhangwa.
Ayuko, you guy, that's surprising. Yeah, that's surprising. Yeah, because unajua sasa this is a, isn't it tenderpreneur? This is a, nini, sisi kwa sisi.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah, alikuwa voted, nini. I think he had a direct nomination.
Yeah.
And then yeah, ni UDA. Alikuwa nasema.
Damn.
Yeah, damn you guy. Yeah. Re-erect wheelbarrows everywhere. So yeah, kukosa hapo, I think he had diarrhea that day.
Yeah, that's the only explanation.
Nakaona haezi acha shit. Haezi acha shit kwa kid.
Akamwazi.
Akamwazi, like nani would have disagreed na yele dama. But anamwambia tu just come in first, you know. But yeah, it was surprising. Nani it's shaming.
Alafu sijui kama watu wamerealize jo. Yeah, niko hapo UDA. Azimio, you guy. Tuna Azimio. Na hapo wanachoma picha. Cause going back to Sifuna, kwa time moja ni propose, like, who do we think would make a good president? Mini sumaga Sifuna. I love someone wrote something in the comments. Sakaandika like, hey, mwafu, unabongaje juu ya Sifuna. Na Sifuna alikuwa anaharakisha Sakaja till Sakaja paid him and he went quiet. Okay. Of course, this is not any allegations.
Yeah.
But it's suspicious that at some point, Sakaja ana Sifuna alikuwa anapeleka Sakaja mbio. Nakumbuka hiyo time. Like even we talked about it here.
Even with a smack, yani.
Yeah.
Yeah, mpaka ana smile. Unajua mse kupasha mpaka ukirespond na shanza ku smile unajua like.
Akaka mtu akatulia. Like squeeze sisikiagi anything about the senator putting the governor to task. So these things are starting to portray him as a normal politician and as an average Kenyan politician. And to me I think that yeye inaweza kuwa sad sana because he was one of the people like tunasema kuna hopes in this country.
Yeah.
And to just let such a bill pass. Because you know the way it's going to be misused. You get kitu inaenda kumisuse. Utakusikia tu kama mtu kakubali, mimi nimekuja hapa kupatia na basari na bibi yangu ndio atakuwa ana supply chai ile mnakunywa ile time mnangoja. Ka bill kako hapo. Ikaa paka flask imeandikwa by the MP for whatever. But like, yo, bullshit. That's what's going to happen.
Chachi.
Acheki. Like, It's this bad. Cause how can we, like, angalia raya kama Obado. alikosio damage ya 2 billion,
yeah.
Na hiyo time family haikuwa involved. Nacheki, mm. Family ilikuwa involved but not legally. If yeah. the family had been involved legally, what could have happened?
Mm.
Kumbuka nani? Waititu.
Mm.
If the family had been involved legally, what could have happened?
Yeah.
Nacheki.
Yeah.
So now to see politicians that we respect, because those politicians hata wakifanya hivi. Raya kwa iliku surprised yo? Boni Halwale also voted.
Yes. Of course. Yes, yes. Hakuni surprise. Of course, yes. Kwa hiyo list, let me say niliona from the remarks.
Mm.
I didn't know. Nilipitia haraka haraka. And when I was looking for something else, tulikuwa napanga weekend update.
Mm.
So, when I scrolled, I was looking for Idudi yetu. Mm. Then I kaona Halwale.
Mm. Ukashtuka.
Halwale ndio, like, para yake ndio alikuwa na. Mm. Alikuwa na lecture ni Didmas.
Mm.
Yeah, niyo ndio alikuwa na lecture ni Didmas. And I was like, you know, mnatumiaje hizi ni, whatever, whatever. Aka attack pia offices za.
Yeah, Didmas yuko na helicopter.
Yeah, ali attack office za nini, za first lady, na office of nini, prime secretary's wife.
Mm.
Yeah, ali attack hizo, ni kuyo nini yake. Yeah, so kumuona hapo.
Yeah. I think I say, unakumuka
zile mawe alikuwa mebeba kwa protest.
Yeah, yeah.
Izo nizo lafango jena, so.
Na hiyo pumbavu. But, ile kitu nineza sema, joka kuna mtu hapa mesko on goal. Ni Sifuna, because I think Sifuna we hold him to a higher standard
than Lisa. Hata Ledama pia.
Lisa Lama workers.
Onyonka could have been surprised nikimcheki hapo.
Yeah, but Onyonka yuko.
Ayuko hapo, yeah.
Yeah, Onyonka yuko. I think saizi Onyonka is the one we hold to the highest standard.
Yeah, yeah, like can you match your words? Can you walk the talk?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Alafu tukimalizia, acha tumalizia na stories za kuvaa. Vitu za kifahari. So kuna vile Italian prosecutors just uncovered that Dior pays only $57 to produce bags retailing at $2,780. Unasikia hiyo? They use $57 to produce bags retailing for $2,780. And hizi vitu kama Dior kikam to bags, vitu kama Gucci, vitu kama Louis Vuitton,
Versace.
The people that wear these things are mostly black, rich black people and housewives. And white housewives. And the reason is, watu walikama wakadanganywa na hizi vitu. Miss Jay understand, like Ian, I won't lie to you. I've never understood why someone will wear a t-shirt instead of equipment kwa line bet, imeandikwa Gucci. And all of a sudden, any t-shirt ni $150. Like, why? Like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah. Mimi nishaikuwa na polo t-shirt na it was a plain t-shirt. Alafu nikaenda nikaweka hiyo sticker polo. Gam.
Value ka shoot.
You gam. I was scoring.
Yeah. Damn. Okay.
Nakakumbuka.
Shit. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Those legs had no defense kwani. Shit. Lakini sasa talking of this, imenikumbusha like if there's one person like he's so rich, not niko sure I'm not allowed to talk about him, but he's one of those people alemuonaga like sometimes being wealthy does not mean wisdom. Some people are wealthy kozo waliangukia. Yes, they are hardworking and they are good at their craft, but their wealth also comes from a certain level of, I don't know how to describe. Na unse na bonga juwake ni Floyd Mayweather. Floyd is the sort of person here, yu bambika sana kuspend on Gucci, like all this overpriced shit. Like umenunua kitu ya $57 at $2,700. Hii ni ujinga. Enda utafute uo mchainisa ali ninumlete US, akushone kitu ingine. Afuite the Floyd. Unacheki?
Yeah. All weather.
Yeah, all weather. Like, inu jinka gani? Because, hizi vitu wakina Gucci, like, yetu ya murko wameni $1,000. Hukia ikitu ilitengenezo jona $23. I'm sure. Hiliko tu, isi Peter Jordan. Isi Peter Jordan. Hapo tuka $23.
Yeah.
Utapata ile lienda dome hobby, ilikuwa ni Kobe, $24. Yeah, Igene ikanaishi hapo.
The fact that lazima wangalia kitu. Ujua, if ukipitia kitu alafu wana, alafu angalia price tag, go back again. He doesn't deserve it. Unacheki?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you have to look at it twice, thrice. Smell it. Sijui nini. Throw it in there. Yeah.
Kwa sikuna msena akiniambia like, amu hafu mwongea mbaya juu ase kuspend kwa nguo na au spend kwa electronics. Electronics, Buddha. There is a difference and you can see it. Ian. Ian hapa jo. Ian, and I say this respectfully. Jo. Hila time kwa nimeenda majuu. Ian jo alikuwa natumia ka Android flani kugola. Alafu, na kuna times utumiaga iPhone.
Yeah,
people can see the difference. It's night and day, sindio?
But they wale walisema ati wasijua shikane nipate iPhone walienda.
Yeah, kuna watu walisema
ngia vibaya. Eh.
Oh, jo. Lakini yeah. Wakushikana tu.
Okay, waliachiliana.
Yeah, usiposhika shikamana. Whatever the fuck. Okay. So yeah. Kuna hiyo. Alafu kitu moja naweza kupatia example ni vile nilikuwa nimeishia kwa nani? Nilikuwa nimeishia kwa Natal. So mwa gana clips bass. But bass yangu ya clips ni 8 inch. Yeah. Si ndio? Ya Natal ni 12 inch. You guy. Nilingia kwa Natal hivi jo.
Size matters.
Kwa nacheza. Yeah. Your bass and what I get are very different. Same company. One is like a 100 and... okay, let's say it's a $200 bass. Na ingine it's a $500 bass. You can feel the difference. You can feel. So kwa electronics, you can feel the difference. Historia nini? But kwa nguo, you can never feel the difference. Watu ujidanganya. But pia... ina depend because Ian, let me take you back to kuna bootlegs za kitambo before internet, you guys ilikuwa different. Like Sony ilikuwa gani, kulikuwa mpaka na electronic bootlegs. The Sony queen was skuni.
Skuni
yeah. Yeah, so skuni uko kanini ka Q kalikuwa kana echo kako hapo.
Yeah,
but you excited so ni kuna Sony. Alafu, of course, hizi kwa siku zile za Great Wall, tukwa nekelenga juka screen fulani kakwa na colors.
Ka magnetic.
So, kulikuwa na hiyo. Alafu, bootleg za viatu zilikuwa different. Hizo bootleg zilikuwa so plastic, ya. Na hiku kuna pata juu kitu ni Nike. Lakini juu ni Nike, juu natembea juu yake ni plastic kabisa. Ishaanza kukraki na nini.
Yeah.
Alafu, things changed. So, hizi bootlegs, even like the bootlegs that we get for shoes on the streets are very good.
Yeah.
Saizu kijidanganya. Like nilishia Nike store vile nilikuwa huko tulishia gana Natal. And I remember nikiguza hizo ma Nike. Zile niko nazo nitafuta the brands that I have. Niko nazo kiguza and I could not feel the difference between whatever and whatever nimeacha back at
home. Threading.
Yes. Cause ikanikumbusha vile hata majuzi nilikuwa na mic check. Yeah. Like that conversation came up. Alafu nakumkamua Mwasa alikuwa na joke. Atia kiona gatu kiatu yote inauzwa like size 39 to size 45 yo lenga. And I just kwa na ile like mimi najua like these
yeah.
friends
yeah.
Because kitu ina happen igi ni the bootleg industry is a multi-billion-dollar industry.
Yeah.
Do you think Nike watakubali muuze Nike's worth billions if you're not getting a share of it?
Zee. Lazima kuwa make a tick.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 Cuz even his scandal little time ya Kanye. This is a Kanye. Yeah. Naitwa Yeezys.
Yeezys,
yes. Mm. I think it was iltokea Adidas were making money from their fake Yeezys. Cuz they are the same exact shoe. The only difference is where you buy it. Na yuna nikumbusha kuna time experiment fulani ishafanyika. Walitafuta like some the rich women in the US. I think ni watu wa Manhattan.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Manhehe.
Yes. So washaitwa kuna store ikafunguliwa. Then wakachukua viatu wakaziseti, si ndio?
Yeah.
Then store ikakuwa ni high end store. Viatu price ilikuwa $3,000, whatever, $5,000, $1,000, unajua kitu hiyo. Then a similar store ilikuwa down the block but haikuwa expensive. Our mother from rich families wakambwa wakuja wa shop hapo. Do you know they were grabbing these shoes and they'd be like, ah, look at the threading. This is an artist. This has been done by an artist. This is how much has it got? I think I'll come to a price. Also, how much would you pay for this? So they were told this is a high end store. Sindo, that's what they were told. This is a high end. So how much would you pay for this if you're paying? Mwako like, oh, $3,000. Mungine, oh, this one, oh, $1,500. Oh, me, I'd pay $800. Then I'll come to like, this shoe goes in that exact equal the same pale chini kwa block, you can get it for $50. But you see the fact that they thought it's a high end store, they were ready to spend all this money, and that's what happens now.
See, ni brand watu nunua brand
hii and me size ni open Nike store pa Kenya mtakubali nitaenda ninunue Nike kadhaa orange hizo zitakuwa kwa display hizi zingine zote ndio hapa zitakuwa nazitoa China zinakuja na shipment zinaingiza kwa juu usiku. Yeah, hii kiatu ile cheap hiyo ndio nakuuzia na hiyo bei ridiculous because if nini can do it, unaitwa nini, Dior, why can't I do it? Because people will spend on bullshit.
Dior ni Italian.
Yes, yes. Christian Dior. Okay. Christian Dior waga Italian or French? I don't know. But it's a Gucci in Italian, Versace in Italian.
Yeah.
But it just shows you that people will spend on bullshit just because they believe that it's more expensive.
Yeah.
Macheki. And it's just your shit. We mwambia gaseju. Ingia pale. Online pata viatu, chukua viatu mob. Hiyo time na kukata nikibonga na ase nikasema kuna time nimebuy timber flannels, juko chikigyo timber angu. Then I felt like it was too orange. So I ended up giving it out because I felt like maybe timber is going to be orange like this. Tini niko na that dude jo Calligraph Jones yo mepigilia zingine orange bar. Alafu me oje nika assume this dude is a millionaire.
They were screaming minority seat.
Sindo. I'm like, this dude is a millionaire. Yeah. There's no way he's wearing fake jeans. So nauliza kina nani? Nauliza kina wanaitwa nani? Chaxi. Chaxi ndiko like, zi, yora epi elisema yonu nuaga tuizo to the street. So na cheki, because don't spend money on bulls. Yeah. So wata nilikuwa surprise sana yeta imiko nasikia nani? Akiongea mbaya. Anaitwa Mwas. Kuzi ya jui. Bootlegs za kitambo, hii ya njozi likuwa bootleg. Instead of Nike, ilikuwa Mike. So, njoka hizo? Ilikuwa, lakini siku hizo napata gani Nike, it's the exact same shoe.
Niliona hata nieke. Ati nieke.
Instead of Nike.
Nieke.
Niak. Pia kuna hiyo, niak. Like some uneducated retard. Kuja pale. We are doing Nike today, okay, niak. Yeah. So kulikuwa na hiyo. But of course, tukibonga juya Italy, lazima ni remind wase kuwa kuna umse anaitwa Ian. Ian used to, at some point, he used to specialize in white meats. So tukiongea juya like, easy like Israel kwa gana dem mu italiano. So yeah, ile time nabonga mbaya juu vitu kama Versace na Gucci.
You're rubbing me the wrong way.
Yeah, na juu nakurab the wrong way, Joe, Mr. Ian.
Like so, a bad basus.
Yeah, so you time mlikuwa pamoja mko mna discuss juu ya Gucci ama ilikuwa nini?
You guys never discussed Gucci, you guys. You are just Gucci.
Yeah. Yeah, getting Gucci. Yeah.